What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, reporting from Mobile Command. Gentlemen, right out of the gate, there is going to be a lot of maniacal laughter as I go through this article. Gentlemen, this is beautiful. It truly is. Now, CGA recently did a live stream where he talked about dating fatigue. I'm going to break it down into two more components. However, for right now, let's focus on this article that was published on the 12th of March. Bumble's new CEO reconsiders the dating app's signature feature of women making the first move. Quote unquote, it feels like a burden. My, my, my. Oh, gentlemen, if you will remember, about 2 years ago, I actually made a video where I talked about how Bumble gave women what they said they wanted. And guess what? I'm going to put that video in the description box. That was definitely one of my most viewed videos. Why? Because I'm going to reiterate. Bumble gave women what they said they wanted. Ultimate choice. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. The move, since Whitney Wolf Herd founded Bumble a decade ago, the dating app's calling card has always been that women, quote unquote, make the first move. However, something that Bumble really didn't tell a lot of people, it was actually first branded the feminist dating app, which put a lot of men off. A lot of men were like, nah, I'm not going to go with this. But then, of course, they had to drop that part of the branding to attract a lot of men. However, we all know a lot of those women on there, yeah, they had to shoot their shot. But what did that open them up to? That's right, the possibility of rejection. From Bumble's product to its branding, the company has encouraged women to send the first message to men on its dating app and extended that philosophy to a broader mission of women's empowerment. Talk about one of the most overused words in society today. Empowerment. Boy, every time I hear that word, it just sends a shiver down my spine. But, like I said, this was first branded the feminist dating app. Hey, women were given exactly what they said they wanted. However, they were also looking for something else, a guarantee. But new Bumble's CEO, Lydion Jones, is reconsidering where the women, quote unquote, making the first move still makes sense. Oh, these women didn't get what the company, quote unquote, promised them. Yeah, ladies. Yeah, no. No. You need to understand simple numbers. There are more women than there are men, especially on dating apps. Now, of course, they have to keep the numbers inflated to make it appear that there are more men on the dating apps. However, gentlemen, once you take the dating app out of the equation, yeah, there are more women running around in society than there are men. But yet, you still have 90% of women chasing the top 10% of men and then getting pissed off when they can't land that man. But as we all know, that is standard operating procedure. Why? Because the Lulu is the Salulu. Boy, these women around here are absolutely psychotic, which Joker actually did a video recently where he talked about an article that points out that, yes, there are more female psychopaths running around society than people wanted to actually admit. But that's another video for another time. Quote unquote, it's obviously been our signature, says Jones, who took over as Bumble Inc. chief at the beginning of this year after Wolf Herd stepped down and became executive chair. Quote unquote, but it feels like a burden for a subset of our customers today. Oh, boo-hoo-hoo. Do like Justin Timberlake and cry me a fucking river. Then build a bridge and get the fuck over it. You know why it feels like a burden? Because, I'm going to reiterate, women shooting their shot opens them up to be rejected by the men that they want. When Bumble was founded, one of the main problems women faced on dating apps was the deluge of messages from men on leading competitor Tinder. Bumble's requirement that women in heterosexual pairings send the first message to men was meant to solve that problem. Oh, ladies. Every time you try to solve a problem, you create at least 10 more. But in 2024, daters' problems are different. Dating apps are that in their quote unquote flop era, some users say, and sending the first message feels like an extra work in a sea of unsatisfying swipes rather than empowerment. Gentlemen, this goes back to one of my favorite sayings that an old Navy chief passed on to me. People get what they want, but then they don't want what they get. This is exactly what these women are experiencing here. They got what they said they wanted in the form of being able to have ultimate control and choice. Now they don't want what they got because the men that they would choose will not choose them. The company has been quote unquote iterating on a different set of experiences, Jones says, that help women start conversations or cede that responsibility to someone else. Oh, of course. Women and accountability and responsibility. Oh my God, that's like oil and water. Women do not want to be responsible. They want to put the responsibility back on who? That's right, men. Quote unquote, when it comes to be an empowered woman today, you feel like that you are in control of the experience, she says. One option lets women choose pre-composed opening lines when they set up their account, which reduces the anxiety of what to say to a new match. That right there shows you that women have no fucking personality. I would say game, but you guys know how I feel about the whole game thing. But yeah, women have no fucking personality. They need a pre-scripted line as an icebreaker when they get a match? Wow. Gentlemen, just goes to show you, these modern women are batshit fucking crazy. Another model could allow men to send the first message. Overall, Jones aims to improve the quote-unquote quality of profiles filled out their bio, a common complaint among dissatisfied Bumble users. The app has started testing these options in New Zealand and Australia, Jones said. Wow! New Zealand and Australia, two of the most utterly feminist countries on the planet. Yeah, that's gonna go over well. Reevaluation of whether, quote unquote, making the first move is still right for Bumble started under Wolf Herd before Jones took over as CEO. Jones says, now, Bumble is working toward a relaunch sometime in the second quarter of 2024. That relaunch will also aim to solve some of Bumble's business challenges. Its share price is down almost 9% over the past year, trading at $11.19 yesterday, about 80% below its 2021 IPO high. Dating apps have struggled with consumers canceling paid subscriptions while tightening their budgets and high inflation. Well, who do you think is canceling those subscriptions? That's right, the men. Why? Well, as you all know, dating apps, yeah, it's nothing more than an ego boost for women. While they chase the top 10% of the men on those dating apps, the bottom 90% of men, yeah, they get nothing. But then those women will come right back online and complain that the men that they want don't want them. Yet, they never make the distinction. That right there, gentlemen, has always been something that women refuse to do. Prime example. Oh, black men ain't ish. No, the black men I like ain't ish. But no, it's got to be a broad brush to make men feel guilty, to make good men feel like, well, you know what? I'm going to prove that I'm not the guy she's talking about. That right there, gentlemen, has always been a major gaslighting tactic for women when talking about men. Never make the distinction, because making the distinction means they have to be accountable for the men that they choose. In 2023, Bumble Inc. posted just over $1 billion in total revenue. Since stepping into the CEO job, Jones has overhauled her executive team, bringing in former colleagues from Slack and Sonos, and laid off 350 employees. Remember that article, gentlemen? Yeah, a lot of employees got laid off. Why? Because something else that needs to be talked about. Gen Z is jumping ship from dating apps. She reconstructed the company from a general manager to a functional model. There are no more GMs running individual apps across the Bumble Inc. portfolio, which includes Badoo, Fruitz, and Bumble for Friends, but instead a head of technology overseeing all apps. Jones joined Bumble from Salesforce-owned Slack. As Slack CEO, she was focused on workplace communication. She compares her new job to the transitions she made earlier in her career between enterprising and consumer. Quote, unquote, at Slack, I didn't spend as much time thinking about your emotional state. I wanted you to be productive. That was very important there, she says. Quote, unquote, a product like Bumble is so personal. We want to understand your emotional journey. Well. Gentlemen, this is beautiful. It is very, very thirst quenching. Gentlemen, ditch the dating apps. You know, if you're not that guy, why waste time? These women in this society, they make it crystal clear. You're not that guy. They're not interested. So, however, once they've hit the wall, once they've aged out, once they're no longer a viable choice for the men that they want, then they think they're doing you a favor and throwing you a bone by saying, you know what? Yeah, you're not normally the type of guy I would date in my prime, but, you know, but no. I liken that thought process to the thought process of non-Black women who decide once all other options have been exhausted, I now like Black men. And unfortunately, a lot of us Black men, we have no problems being the cleanup man. Or should I say, as Obsidian put a long time ago, the sword of mercy for a lot of undeserving women. Yeah. Unfortunately, that is the American Black man's curse. Yeah. But that is definitely another video for another time. However, this whole Bumble absolute debacle, I find it fucking hilarious. I truly do. It just goes to show you, you give women everything, they will find a reason to not be happy, to not be satisfied. What is it that women want the most? More. However, even when given the ultimate control and ultimate choice, they will still find a way to fuck it all up. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Read the article. Watch my first video that I did on Bumble. Let me know what you guys think. And for you women out here who still think that dating apps is going to get you that top 10% man, oh, you need to understand this and understand this crystally damn clear. The power you think that dating apps is going to give you, that will go out. Feminism and the idea that the quote unquote top 10% of men online will fall at your feet, that's going to go out right along with it. Why? Because more and more men are abandoning the dating apps, because they know what dating apps truly are when it comes to men. Nothing more than a money sink. Yeah, men have to pay full price on dating apps. Men have to pay in order to actually be able to message women online. Yeah, it is nothing more than resource transfer. Gentlemen, if you really, really desire to get yourself a woman and you just want to bang her, you know what? Hey, at least a professional is going to be honest about her intentions instead of the normie woman. It is what it is. That's all I got to say for this one. RPM, I am out.